And I think this relates to when we had a CFO, there were some concerns. And now that we have not had a CFO, hopefully we will soon again, I think they're exacerbated and it's worse. But I think we should start talking about what it would look like if it worked well. So maybe we can get there. And I think it also helps a new CFO to see something concrete about here's how to interact with the board in a good way. So in a perfect world, what are the documents that both the treasurers and the PNB members feel that they need produced for the national office on a regular basis and to see? Yeah.
First, we need to make it clear that we need spreadsheets, not PDFs. That's the first thing. Everything needs to be, you know, stuff we can see, not, you know, especially with spreadsheets. The other thing is we need cash flows, profit and loss. We need balance sheets. These are, you know, we need to see that stuff, and we haven't seen them in a little while. Besides, of course, we need income statements, yeah. But we are not seeing cash flow, P&L, and balance sheets. We're not seeing those. And I think it would be very good if we could see those. It would really help us to figure out where the stations are at any time.
Anybody else? I'm just trying to get a raw list of documents to start. Okay. Speaking for myself, at least occasionally, I'd like to see accounts payable. And I'd like to see pledge drive summaries on a regular basis. It doesn't have to be every detail, but I'd like to know how the stations are doing without having to dig it up. Anybody else? Is everybody asleep?
Nope.
No, just thinking.
Okay.
Making notes. These are things that we have had in the past, and they're routinely used.
These are things that we have had in the past, mostly, yes. I would say that the accounts payable and the pledge drive summaries have always been a little intermittent.
Well, that's kind of what you were asking for, too, right? Just once in a while.
Yeah, at least from my own perception, but we've seen them occasionally, at least.
They're useful.
Yeah, we haven't seen a balance sheet in a very long time.
No.
Is there any kind of document that people feel is left off that list, or would those five kind of cover it?
Well, that would be a great start, certainly. I guess I have a question as to whether there's any kind of national development plan or...
The short answer is no.
Sure.
There is a recovery plan that was put together by the FRAP in the spring of last year that I thought was pretty widely distributed. It's an open document. I can send it to you, and I can go ahead and post it to this group.
Yeah.
It's not a complete development plan, but it's got some ideas in it.
I was thinking of development in terms of grant writing. You know, that whole element of...
if it's there, I think at the moment it's in the IED's head and nowhere else.
Right. Thanks.
I think she is doing some work in that area, but I don't think there's anything in writing that can be produced at this point.
Okay.
Just a quick question. You mentioned the plan that you have. Do we know what's been implemented on that and what still is yet to be done?
Very little was implemented. It was passed in the spring of last year, and then the board fired all of the executives, still hasn't replaced one of them, and implementation went out the window. You know, that's what happens when you have turnover. So the answer is almost nothing. we may be getting back to a position where we can start to implement, but my assessment would be not much. But I'm happy to send you the report. You can read it. If you feel differently, let me know. But that's what I think.
Sure, I'd like to see it.
Okay, I'll dig it up and send it. Make a note. I thought it was sent all over the place, but whatever. I'll send it again. Okay. All right, so the five documents we have are cash flows, profit and loss, / income statements, balance sheets, accounts payable, pledge drive summaries. Obviously, we want pledge drive summaries after each pledge drive. Do we want these monthly? Do we want them quarterly?
I would like to see them monthly, but depends on whether that's practical or not.
Well, you have to ask. Okay, and the monthly would be definitely the income statements.
Excuse me, Tracy. I'm getting more than how many? You said five?
Cash flows, income statements, balance sheets, accounts payable, pledge drive summaries.
Okay, well, income then is the same as the profit and loss.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So we certainly want income statements every month. Tony, you would prefer to get everything every month?
That's just me, yes. But
okay. Yeah, I'd probably settle for the rest quarterly, but.
Well, yeah.
But I hear you. It would be nice.
Maybe
especially in these times that we are in, at least for in the short term, over the next 6 months, a year.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Certainly the cash flow on a monthly basis is important.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a fairly straightforward list, and I don't think any CFO would have a problem with it. I mean, it sounds like just basic reporting. Are there any sort of more complicated things or other concerns that people think should be in there?
Well, I have a question about the future when we start working on the next year's budgets and our financial analyst is no longer in the national office, and he seemed to be key in distributing the budget template. So I'm just wondering if we know anything now about how the budget templates are going to be handled for the upcoming budget season.
I expect that would probably be largely in the hands of a CFO to decide. Certainly the budget templates have caused all kinds of stress and tensions, so maybe they would be handled differently, but I think it depends, you know, who goes into the staff position.
Okay.
You know, the point of the template is to keep the format standard. So when you issue income statements, the idea being that the line items and the chart of accounts will be consistent. And I can see why you would want that. So the question is whether you can maintain that without that template?
Or with some a little simpler template.
Yeah. I would expect that it's possible that you can.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there hasn't been any lot of conversation yet in the TNB or anything about this?
No.
Okay.
Well, if that's all that we want, I think that can be typed up. Yeah,
Richard.
Go ahead, Richard.
In the process of this conversation, did you say you were going to resend the recovery plan that was submitted last spring?
Yeah, to the NSC group, so it's there.
That's excellent. And I want to kind of try to reflect some of the urgency that Tony had in his voice. Is there something that this committee can do to reiterate that recovery plan, and rather than, you know, we just kind of lay stuff out there and it falls away and it falls away and falls away. Is there something that we can do to reiterate and push and try to get that going and getting some response to what's happening? Because I don't think we have much time left in this foundation existence if we don't start getting real about all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. I mean, part of the question is whether people feel that that recovery plan, you know, heads in the right direction. I think it kind of does, although there are places where it probably needs to be filled out. But it's the closest thing I've seen to sort of a roadmap.
16 by 20 is what you're saying it is.
Yeah. So I think acting on some of it and implementing some of it can only help.
Well, what can we do to make that happen?
This is Barbara with a comment.
That's a good question. Barbara, what do you think?
Well, I'm just saying I can realize how frustrating it must seem to new folks on this committee. But what Tracy just mentioned a few minutes ago, you know, turnover and staff and all the things that have been uncovered and now under review and correction.
Oh, yeah, and I'll do respect.
You know,
excuse me for interrupting. I'm sorry.
It's going to have to take a little while longer, and it does feel like, well, why can't we just do it all now? But we do need to have these major staff positions filled, and apparently some more uncovering and refiguring and fixing up of the records in the finance, in the national office.
Okay. Well, let me jump a bit. I heard that you wanted to... You want to finish, Richard? Okay.
Let me comment on that. With all due respect, I know there's some real world stuff going on here that slows us down. But quite frankly, I don't think that we ought to lead with that. I think that's a given, and when we're trying to do our equation, that's a given in there. And we'll deal with that because we have to, because it's real. But what I'm saying is, why do we so quickly turn to that and say, oh, well, here are all our excuses? We don't need excuses. We need to get this thing implemented because we need to get get on the road to saving this foundation. And then everybody says, well, we know that, Richard. You got to be realistic. Yeah, I do have to be realistic. But one of the things that I see is realistic is timidity in this group and just letting things lay on table. I want to see things happen.
Okay. I have a suggestion, and just to sort of parse things out. So I'm going to go ahead and type up this list that you guys just provided. These are the documents that we want. We want this starting for the second quarter. And basically, this is a demand from the NSC. And summer, you got to figure out how to produce these things. I will do that. I will send the document out to the listserv if anybody wants to modify it, you know, just within like 72 hours or something, say something. If not, I will send it on as the verdict of the committee. Is there any objection to that?
Is the recovery plan in there?
No. Wait. I'm stuck in this because the recovery plan's not the same as the list of documents.
Right. Okay. I'm sorry.
So that's the list of documents. Okay. That's what we'll do. I don't have the power to make sure that we get it. I just have the power to be obnoxious about asking for it. So we'll do that much. And if we don't get it, then I think that's the part where we go to the PNB, those of us that are on it, and say we can't do our job unless this is addressed. Big problem. And see what happens. On the recovery plan, you know, much of the recovery plan, there are aspects of it that are national. There are aspects of it that are local. And much of the revenue suggestions came from the GMs at the stations. They were polled. They were asked to submit reports. That was the process to brainstorm ideas. Most of those ideas are their own ideas. And in many ways, they haven't implemented their own ideas. So what I'm going to suggest is I'll send the report out, and each of you, there's a team of two of you from each station. I think that you need to have a sit down and say, you know, we need to implement some of these things at this station this year. What are the things that you think you can tackle and do? Excellent. Contained in this report and get them to commit to two or three of the things. Excellent. And some of those may be revenue generators and some of them may be expense cuts. I don't know. But get them to commit. And when we know what those commitments are, that will play into the budgetary process. And you light a fire under them. The national items are, you know, we're going to have to deal with some of this turnover. We don't have a permanent ET, we don't have a permanent CFO, and we don't really have national office staff. So there's a limit to what they can do. But there's not a limit to what our stations can do. And much of this can be implemented at the local level. Does that make sense?
That's a start.
Okay. I certainly think that, I mean, at Texas, you've had a permanent GM for, what, a decade?
Probably.
I mean, yeah. You know, he can do stuff.
Bigger
fans, I realize that it's harder at PFW and BAI with the stuff that you guys are facing in the short term. But if you want to climb out, you have to do something.
Yep.
So the question is, of all the things that are contained in this report, what can you do? And at the stations that are not falling apart and moving, they should be able to do quite a few things.
Well, I would like to challenge the other members of the committee from the various stations to do just what Tracy suggested, and I think Jim and I will do that in Houston, and get with the GMs right away and say, you know, let's get this going because we don't have any excuse time left. We got to do it, folks.
Michael, is back.
Michael? Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of thoughts. One is that one of the things we're talking about at KPFK is a kind of, budgeting by objectives process of, like, where are we trying to go with the station and what is it going to cost to get there and how are we going to raise that money? The other is that in relation to the FRAP report, I think, so much has changed almost in, unfortunately, a negative direction since that report that, in some ways, more so than just trying to implement that, I think we need to, you know, look at the current situation and rethink some of it. In relation to which, I just want to offer one thing. I don't know if people are aware of this, but I did send it out to the PNB. NPR, which of course doesn't own any stations, they're just the content provider, but they had a $7 million deficit last year, and they just shut down their Talk of the Nation show and are cutting back on staffing, and reorganizing. And I think we might want to think about that as an opportunity for Pacifica to put some programming forward that would, you know, contest for all those stations around the country that have been carrying Talk of the Nation and offer them something similar, you know, like a call-in talk show on public affairs using Pacifica's talent and resources and take on reality. So I just think that we need to think bigger than just, can't just dig out of a hole because if you keep digging, you're just digging yourself deeper in the hole kind of thing. So, anyway, just to share that.
The report obviously was written at a certain point in time. Things were not wonderful when the report was written either, as we all know. But I would agree with Richard that rather than writing another report, we need to implement what's usable out of it. And I don't think any of that steps on other ideas. I'm perfectly, speaking for myself, I would be perfectly cool with saying we're going to try to implement this, this, and this, and then we have this other great idea, and we're going to do that too. You know, okay.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So, Barbara, it's always a challenge for you and I to work together, but can we present some of this at the next LSB meeting and try to get some commitments out of Andrew?
You mean about the recommendations from the frat thing in particular?
What out of this report are you going to pull out and implement?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, we don't really need to wait for the LSB meeting. I think if we take a look at it and just communicate with him, you know, during the work time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
I
suggest.
Okay. Sounds good. So is everybody kind of sort of down with that as a plan?
Sure. Sounds good to me.
Okay. Good. Then we will do some follow-up on that. Okay. So at this point in time, I know we've been meeting for 2.5 hours, so I don't want to overdo it. Let's take a look at what else is on the agenda and just see if we're comfortable with postponing it. Let's see. What we'll carry over here is...
Madam Chair.
Yeah.
This is Richard. I'd like to thank everybody for your willingness to step up to this, and let's talk to our GMs and get some going. I thank you all for your commitment. Thank you.
Okay. So we have some follow-up on the archives, obviously. We'll have a couple more first quarter reviews to do, in as much as we can do them. We have the simulcast stuff, which we agreed to postpone. Follow-up on the lockbox. And then we will move forward on, I guess, what we will call recovery plan implementation, as well as some of the other items that are further down. That sounds good for next week, unless anybody really wants to... next meeting, sorry, at the end of the month.
And actually, that's 3 weeks. Mm-hmm.
It's April 23rd, yes.
Yeah.
Unless anybody really wants to, we can meet till 8:30 Pacific. If anybody really wants to hit on some of the other items, but my feeling is that they're big and we're not going to get that far on them tonight, and that we would be better off adjourning until the 23rd.
I move to adjourn.
I think we've covered a lot tonight.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad people feel that way. We will meet again on the 23rd. Our poll, I will go ahead and send the approved minutes out to the expanded distribution list, as we discussed.
As I called the new poll.
And I think that's pretty much it. John, if you could continue following up on the lockbox, so we'll have an update on that, hopefully a good update. I'll assume that each one of you is going to come back with some sort of progress on recovery plan implementation by the 23rd. You may not be all of the way there, but you've at least started the conversation. And you'll get some email regarding the sort of the document request that we're going to file with the national office and maybe with the whole PNB. I don't know.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Any objection? Didn't think so. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
All right.